This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has its first human case of West Nile virus this year. The case comes earlier in the summer than normal. Last year was the state's worst for West Nile virus in two decades, with more than 50 deaths. Insect repellent and long sleeves and pants help keep mosquitoes away. Another suggestion is to keep inside at dawn and dusk when mosquitoes are most active. After what he calls an incredibly smooth primary, the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association is looking toward November with confidence, but Matt Crane says clerks continue to be busy addressing false claims of voter fraud.
When one side loses, oftentimes they will go and say the election was stolen from them when in fact it was not. And so we have to work especially hard to invite people in to answer questions, which honestly has been tough as election officials have had to face threats more and more on a day-to-day basis.
Crane says the clerk's jobs have become more complicated with an increased focus on IT management and cybersecurity. Democrat Adam Frisch will face off against Republican Jeff Hurd for Colorado's 3rd congressional district this fall. The seat is seen as one of the potentially most competitive in the state. Frisch originally jumped into the race to unseat current Representative Lauren Boebert, but she's running for a safer seat in the 4th District. Meanwhile, Frisch has raised more money than any congressional campaign in the state and aired attack ads against Hurd even before this week's primary vote. The Democrat has already reserved $2 million in ad spending for the fall.
25 days a month for 2 years plus I've been on the road. It's hard on my family, it's hard on me, but we're standing up to do the right thing.
Colorado's 8th congressional district is considered the state's only swing seat. Republican Gabe Evans will take on incumbent Democratic Representative Yadira Caraveo in that race. This is CPR News and KRCC.